We are to 15.
16.
I guess 16. That covered. All right.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
We're waiting through the morning.
It was almost painless, Ed.
Just drank a little more coffee than usual, but I'm good.
Christina's back. Can we all take a breath?
Oh. More good news.
Never make a prediction like that.
She already talked to.
So we have copier machines here. We've grown over time. The contract that we originally had with Rabbit was established in 2004 with 753,000 copies. Every 3 years we've renewed it. Recently, in August of 2015, we actually copied enough to hit that 753,000 mark and started paying the overage charges, which made us start looking out in the market to see if we could have copy machines at a lower cost. And during that process, we found that there was a company that could be cheaper for us as far as our monthly lease and our copy costs, and that was Caltronics. So we have done an on-site and met with them, met with two other vendors, compared prices, and we're comfortable now moving forward with Caltronics.
A couple of questions. This is a very typical way to approach this. It's a lot like leasing a car. I assume that Caltronics also has a headroom point that you hit. How does that, I mean, when you start paying an overage on the excess copies?
We pay per copy with Caltronics.
There's no...
There's no overage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they don't give you an amount like Rabbit does.
Okay.
Currently, we're making about 30,000 copies per month, and so it's more cost effective for us to be paying per copy, which Caltronics would end up being around 200 on how many copies.
And another dumb question, but it's just, are there ongoing efforts or at least thoughts to cutting down on the number of copies? Is there a copy sensitive organization? Because I'm telling you, sometimes these things can just get out of control.
I don't know.
Make 100 copies of everything, you know. So I, that's right. I wrote my case.
Here it is.
You're going to get that each time.
You make 753,000 copies. You know, you've leveled some of the rainforests in Brazil. You know,
with we are working towards copying less, imaging more of the member files. And as you know, with the agenda packets, we've gone to Dropbox, so you always have the option of telling us you don't want your agenda packet, and that's more. So we do try to take efforts to going more electronic.
Several years ago, there was an effort when they first introduced so-called paperless processing. Companies like Boise Cascade and whatnot immediately got a bunch of long-range planning efforts together, like, what are we going to do now? Well, the copy costs went up about twice as high because everybody's making copies of the paperless records they get. So Boise Cascade said, never mind, not to worry, plant more trees. So it's just amazing the number of copies that get trashed. Yeah.
Okay. I got a question for
end
you.
Of speech.
Somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm running a conversation and maybe a motion that we made that the CEO could handle anything under $50,000. Does that ring a bell with anybody?
So the board did adopt a procurement policy for anything under $25,000.
How much?
$25,000.
Okay.
The CEO is authorized to enter into agreements under that level. If you look at the annual cost, it would be around $15,000 for this contract.
Around $16,000.
But it's a three-year contract, so it would be approximately $45,000, which is above the $25,000 limit.
Okay.
But good.
You know, when something like this comes up, I think all that needs to be done is the CEO just tell us, hey, we're going to a new copier and we're saving X amount of dollars by doing it, and this is why I'm doing it.
We are tracking, you know, when the procurement policy was adopted and implemented, at that time we did have a discussion on dollar amounts, and we said, okay, let's, you know, get this in place. We'll kind of track it and see how it goes and see if at some point we need to modify it or not. So I am keeping track of some of these items. Yes. And this will save approximately $1,300 a month to Cicero.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we follow the recommendation as stated.
Second.
Good.
Any further discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimously passed.
Bring up a tree. Jerry, I want to bring up the trees.
Minutes, please.
I want to bring up your trees. You want to put the lumberjacks out of business.
As a side note, the copiers do have scanning functionality, which we are scanning a lot of documents and distributing it that way.